We're ready.
We're good.
Okay, CTN ready?
CTN ready?
Okay, we're off. Good morning. The hearing of the Board of Firearms Permit Examiners of July 11, 2024 is hereby called to order at 3 minutes after 10 a.m. Thank you all for coming. For the record, in advance of hearing testimony today, I'd like to explain the procedures we'll be following. These are civil administrative proceedings, and they're being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the Connecticut General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, that means again, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for either denying or revoking a permit. Now, it will occasionally happen that facts and events, as the issuing authority believed them to be at the time of the denial or revocation, justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances that come to light during these hearings convinces the board that, in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering that the permit be issued or reinstated. But where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right of all parties to cross-examine. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to these all persons testifying. Please be advised that this board takes perjury very seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. That means that the appellants and the issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence can be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements, few sentences, indicating the scope of their case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the applicant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party can cross-examine that witness. The board can also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant can make brief closing statements. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, any tie votes will go to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statute Section 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court rulings, in abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, and instead will simply address each one simply by their title, appellant. The board hereby requests that all witnesses testifying here today do likewise and refer to each appellant only by the title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to this matter subject to erasure, pursuant to Connecticut General Statute Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or the personal recollection of underlying events. Lastly, please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out into the hallway to do that and not disturb the proceeding. Thank you. So I will now call the roll of the board. Dr. Conrad?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Colonel Lewis?
Present.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Here.
And myself, Attorney Sinetti, we have a quorum. Okay, I'm now going to call the roll of the cases. And toward that end, please signify if you are present. Okay, so the first case. First of all, does everybody know their case number? Okay, because I'm not going to refer to you by name. Like I said, you're only being called appellant. I'll call the cases by case number, okay? The first case is number 23-065.
Here.
Is the issuing authority here?
Yes, they are.
They are?
It's a state.
Okay, great. Okay. Second, case number 23-083.
Here, issuing authority.
Okay.
The appellant did not check in on that.
No show, okay. Case number 23-081.
Issuing's here.
Did the appellant check in?
No, he did not check in.
Case number 22-503.
Appellant is present.
Issuing authority?
Present.
Okay. Case number 22-947. Issuing authority here?
Present.
Okay. Case number 22-639.
Neither the issuing authority or the appellant has checked in with us.
In six, were both parties present?
Number six, both parties are present, yes.
Okay. Case number 23-064.
Issuing authority.
Thank you. And finally, case number 23-080.
Issuing authority.
Okay, great. Okay. I will now administer the oath. So anybody that's going to be testifying at all today on either side, if you're going to be speaking to us at all, please stand up and I'll administer the oath. So all testimony is sworn, as I said. Okay, please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the testimony you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or under penalties of perjury? Thank you. Now, I know it's tight in here today, and we've arranged so that if you don't want to stand up and watch the other cases, and you just want to wait until your case is called, you can wait out in the hall there where there's tables and chairs set up. Okay, but please don't go anywhere else other than there, so when we call the case, we don't think that you fled or something, so you're still here.
Number seven checked in.
Excuse me?
The appellant for number seven checked in.
Okay, we'll go back to that.
And the issuing authority is still absent?
Still. Correct.
Okay.
Can I just get clarification on case 23-043?
Withdrew.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess we're ready to begin then. So the first case.